This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, November 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Biofuel groups displeased by refinery exemption ruling. Ag groups seek help from President's Export Council. And timely rains helping the Brazilian soybean crop. Biofuel groups vowed defense of EPA decision. A coalition of biofuel groups is pushing back at a federal appeals court ruling. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals last week vacated multiple denials of small refinery exemption requests that from the biofuel blending mandates ruling the agency had used impermissibly retroactive standard. While we are disappointed by the decision, we will continue to diligently defend the renewable fuel standard and fight against the illegal abuse of small refinery exemptions, the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, American Coalition for Ethanol, and the National Farmers Union said in a statement. As other federal courts have determined, the RFS does not impose an economic burden on oil refiners because any compliance costs are passed down the supply chain, the groups say, going on to charge that refiners are, quote, doing everything they can to dodge their legal obligations to meet the RFS blending requirements. Ag groups ask President's Export Council for help. Some of the largest American ag groups are asking the President's Export Council to help bolster trade and strengthen supply chains. The American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, National Milk Producers Federation, Northwest Horticultural Council, Corn Refiners Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, and others signing on to a letter asking the council to focus on reducing trade barriers and diversifying input sources to strengthen the U.S. ag sector. While our 2 million U.S. farms and ranches are the backbone of America's food and ag sector, the impact of decreased exports and resulting economic fallout reverberates throughout the economy, the groups say in their letter. More than twice as many Americans are manufacturing agriculture products as are manufacturing cars and trucks, and millions of food scientists, production workers, logistic experts, truck drivers, and engineers work in more than 200,000 food manufacturing, processing, and storage facilities, the letter says. All in all, our industries are responsible for nearly 20% of the United States economic activity. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Comments sought on Clean Water Act pesticide permit. EPA is asking for comments on its proposed Clean Water Act discharge permit for pesticides. The draft 2026 permit, quote, largely has the same conditions and requirements as previously issued pesticide general permits, EPA says, at a Federal Register notice being published today. In a settlement to a lawsuit brought by the Center for Biological Diversity, EPA must consult with the Fish and Wildlife Service on the effects of the permit on endangered species. The permit must be issued by December 17, 2024. Now, also in today's register, USDA's poultry transparency rule will go into effect February 12th. The Agriculture Marketing Service expects that record-keeping systems already in place will allow live poultry dealers to gather much of the information they will need to disclose under the new rule, including grower earnings and variable costs producers may incur. The National Chicken Council says the rule is unnecessary and will generate frivolous lawsuits. Timely rains help Brazilian soy planting. Brazilian farmers have planted 74% of this year's soybean acreage, but it's still the slowest rate in 8 years, that due to drought in key growing areas like the states of Mato Grosso in the center north and Rio Grande do Sul in the south. That according to the consulting firm Agral. Brazil's soybean planting was 87% complete at this time last year. Mato Grosso did get some much-needed precip, but will need more, the firm says. In addition to the little progress in Rio Grande do Sul's planting, last week was marked by an improvement in rainfall in dry areas of the central northern Brazil, including an important producing region of Mato Grosso, according to Agral. More volumes and better distribution of rainfall, however, are necessary in the short term to allow planting to continue and limit productivity losses. Giving Tuesday campaign supports healthy food donations. Instacart is teaming up with food and beverage companies to provide food to the Partnership for a Healthier America. For every dollar spent using Instacart between November 27th and December 4th on select products from Core Hydration, Mott's, Dole Packaged Foods, Olipop, Instacart, and the participating brands will donate one serving of its fruits and vegetables, up from a maximum of 1 million servings, to the partnership. This is Instacart's third Giving Tuesday initiative. Last year, it teamed with Feeding America to donate more than 37,000 grocery items to more than 100 Feeding America food banks. In 2021, it provided nearly 7 million meals by allowing customers to donate one meal every time they shop the digital aisles during the week of Giving Tuesday. House lawmakers propose steeper penalties for foreign land reporting violations. Representatives Marie Glusenkamp-Perez of Washington, Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, and John Molinar of Michigan are proposing to increase penalties for, quote, shell corporations found to be in violation of the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. The lawmakers' Farmland Security Act would force shell companies, legal entities determined by USDA to have no or only nominal farm operations, to pay penalties worth up to 100% of the fair market value of the land as the date of assessment, rather than 25%. This idea was previously been proposed by Representative Mark Pocan of Wisconsin through another bill, the Agriculture Foreign Investment Disclosure Reform Act. Now keep in mind, AFIDA was designed to rely on self-reported information that, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, one of its original sponsors, and many of the investors hit with past fines turned themselves in. USDA officials previously told AgriPulse the agency largely assesses modest penalties, since widespread use of large penalties could discourage investors from filing late. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, November 28th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.